Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The John Block Commentary is brought to you by ADM. We've just started harvesting corn on our farm, and so much of this crop is processed into ethanol. The industry has doubled in size in just 3 years. There's one company leading the way today, one company that pioneered this market years ago, the farmer's friend, ADM. And now for today's commentary. All right, I know it's true. Too many people are overweight, and that's a health problem, contributing to diabetes and heart disease and so forth. Whenever there's a problem, any problem, people start pointing fingers. They're looking for someone to blame. Someone else, of course. Blame fast food restaurants, McDonald's and Burger King. Blame Kraft Foods, macaroni and cheese. Blame the candy companies, advertising, because that hooks the kids. The blame game goes on. We must fix the blame. Perhaps the most ludicrous leap of judgment was to point the finger at high fructose corn syrup. After all, we started gaining weight when we began using corn sweetener to sweeten our soft drinks. But wait a minute. What about the ballooning obesity problem in other countries that don't even use high fructose corn syrup? I mean, we got fat because we're sitting behind a computer. We didn't do that years past. Maybe it's because we watch TV too much, and we don't even get up to change the channel. Some would argue that our farm subsidies encourage too much production, which makes food less expensive. Peter Jennings seemed to think that might be part of the problem. But I don't think that we want expensive food. Fortunately, mainstream nutritionists have set the record straight about corn sweetener anyway. High fructose corn sweetener is not unique. For all practical purposes, corn sweetener and ordinary table sugar are identical. They have the same level of sweetness, and of course, both, when consumed in excess, can contribute to weight gain. The problem is complex, but to me, it all boils down to this. Food in the United States is cheaper and more plentiful than it has ever been in our history, and it tastes great. And on top of that, the fact that we just don't get the exercise we did years ago. We have a big problem with no magic bullet solution unless you want to move to Zimbabwe. You'll skinny down there real fast. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.